This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply and the Vineyard Tour, less than 3 weeks away. Eric Schnauz from the Umpqua Velo Club, organizers of the Vineyard Tour on. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So talk about the Vineyard Tour. Tell us about when it is and what's going on this year.
So it's going to be on Sunday, September 4th, the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. We've been really fortunate. We've gotten a grant from the city of Roseburg and a whole bunch of sponsors who I'd like to mention. Maybe I'll have a chance to get to that as we go through here. But we're going to have 5 different rides ranging in length from a 16-mile easy ride all the way up to a full 100-mile century. Right now we have people coming from, well, pretty much all over the West Coast, lots of folks from Portland, from Redding, California, from as far away as just outside of Chandler, Arizona. So it's looking pretty good.
And a lot of interest in cycling here. In years past, when you've had the Vineyard Tour, people that come in for the first time often comment about just the beauty of the areas that they're riding and to be able to ride between all these different vineyards. And it seems like it's become even more popular.
Yeah, and I think when people come here, no one really expects to find, you know, such great cycling routes here in little old Roseburg. You know, Portland is a big draw, and Bend is a big draw, and Eugene and Medford and Ashland to the south. But, you know, we kind of get left out. So I think that it's a very pleasant surprise for people who come here and realize the beauty of the terrain and the really great roads we have to ride on.
And for having a Sunday event, that means other vehicular traffic tends to be pretty low.
That is always our hope. And history has kind of borne that out. So, yeah, it's a good time to do it.
A lot goes into doing something like this. How did you put the routes together and get this all organized?
So we actually changed some of the routes this year. We had been using the same sort of, well, basically the same courses, but Paul Whitworth, who is he's kind of Mr. Cycling for most of us here. He helped us develop 5 new routes. A lot of them, all of them will start at River Forks Park, and they will all take a turn out to Henry's Winery and sort of go different places from there. But we wanted to showcase some of that beauty that you referenced a few minutes ago. All of them will ride along the main Umpqua and we'll take in those wineries. So I hope that addresses your question, but that was kind of what we wanted to do when we came up with these new routes.
You've got different lengths, so obviously you're able to accommodate different levels of folks of their riding ability or how much time they want to put into the day.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the idea. Again, we call the 16-mile ride the easy ride. I guess that's a little bit tongue-in-cheek. If you're not used to riding 40 or 50 miles, you know, 16 might seem like a big ride, and that certainly is no knock against folks who want to come out and do 16 miles. It's a good thing to be on the bike, whatever you're going to do. But we also want to attract people from further away and people who are, I guess, more serious cyclists. And with the century offering, we think that we accomplished that. A lot of the folks who are coming from out of town have registered for the 100-mile route.
And where will that take them?
So with the new route this year, it will, again, everything starts at River Forks Park. That one, the 100-mile route, will take people up the Umpqua and out around Oakland, up north of Oakland. I'm kind of looking at the cue sheet now because I don't have it all memorized, but it'll go out Driver Valley, out from Sutherland, and then sort of loop back down out around Coles Valley and Umpqua. And again, it's a big route. I wish I could sort of do it turn by turn for you. But yeah, it'll go from Roseburg up to Oakland and north.
And I know you mentioned a lot of different folks have gotten behind the Vineyard Tour this year.
Yeah, absolutely. We've gotten support from Banner Bank, Umpqua Health, and FCR, Alexander's, Umpqua Dairy, the Ferraro Vineyards, Bob's Red Mill from the Portland area, Bobo's, who make energy bars, and our favorite River Blends Coffee is going to be helping us with the morning fuel. So, yeah, we've gotten a lot of help. We're always really, really happy that we get support from the community, and we can't thank people enough.
So what do people do if they need to get signed up? Where can you direct them?
Sure. The website that describes the tour is very conspicuously The Vineyard Tour. If you Google that, I'm sure you'll find it. And there's a link to the online registration. It'll take you to a site called Bike Reg, and you can sign up right there. If you go to the Vineyard Tour's website, I think there's another option to register with a paper application. And obviously, we hope to have room enough for everybody that we can accommodate some same-day registrations. So, yeah, we want to invite people. We don't want, you know, the registration process to be a bar to anybody getting in. So I hope that that's helpful.
And I imagine that the prices are a bit different depending on how long the ride is, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because we have we provide rest stops with, you know, snacks and drinks and those sorts of things. So, yeah, the rides go from the short ride is $30 to enter, and the 100-miler is $75. And so in between those two poles are the rest of the rides.
All right, Eric Schnautz talking about the Vineyard Tour. Anything else people ought to know?
Well, we certainly hope that folks will come out. It would be great to have local people. One of the things that we're not doing this year, given the concerns about COVID and hygiene and that sort of thing, is we are not having a post-ride meal. Instead, we're providing all the participants and our volunteers with a voucher that they can use at local restaurants. And so, you know, we're trying to get folks into local places and have them experience all that we've got to offer. So, I think that'll do it, but I really appreciate you giving me a spot here this morning.
All right, Eric Schnautz talking about the Vineyard Tour. That's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN, presentation of Garrett's Building Supply.